Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver. Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We're launching this podcast to study God's Word. It's so amazing what God's Word has to say. It is timeless, and it ripples down through history. The words are not just dead words on a page, but they speak to us every single day. And in my travels in Israel, that is even more evident. I want to share with you from Matthew chapter 27, and we'll begin reading in verses 27 all the way through 31. But let me give you a little background about what this is involving. This is where Jesus is brought before Pontius Pilate. He's brought before a place called Antonia Fortress. It is also a place that is referred to today as Ecce Homo, behold the man. It's where Jesus was brought before the governor of Judea, Pontius Pilate. And he was brought there, and there was a choice on or just in preceding Passover, whether or not to release one of the criminals called Barabbas, a notorious criminal, or Jesus. And as he was brought before Pontius Pilate, the governor thought, no doubt, that the people would choose to release Jesus over Barabbas. They asked, however, for Jesus to be crucified and to let Barabbas set free. Barabbas, of course, was a notorious criminal. He was held there for crimes against the state, and he was the one that was the choice. A guilty, notorious criminal was set free, and yet the innocent Jesus was the one crucified. Just in that selection of Barabbas to be set free and Jesus to be crucified really sets up this whole theme of salvation that Matthew is talking about, that we are like Barabbas. And yet Jesus took our place, died in our place, and ultimately gave his life for us. Well, Matthew chapter 27, verse 27 says this, "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters. And they gathered the whole battalion before him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' And they spit on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him." He could have, as he told Peter, summoned angels to stop it immediately. Instead, those that he came to save mocked him as the King of the Jews, spitting on him, putting the crown of thorns in his head, and even punching him and asking him, "Tell us who it was that punched you." You can imagine that Jesus loved him desperately, could have put an end to it at an instant, and yet continued to walk toward the cross, where the weight of sin continued to weigh upon him. This place is still in existence today. It's one of the few places in Israel where there's that 100% certainty of the place that's mentioned in the scripture. And it's called Antonia's Fortress. Antonia's Fortress is built there on the Temple Mount. It's the place where the Roman governors came. Pontius Pilate typically spent his time in a place called Caesarea Maritima, Caesarea by the sea. But because it was Passover, Pontius Pilate, whose jurisdiction was Judea, came to Jerusalem and he was there. And that's when the priest and the other religious leaders brought Jesus to him to be crucified. This particular location, Antonia's Fortress, also known as the Praetorium, also known as Ecce Homo, behold the man, is a site that's currently below the ground. And when we travel to Israel, we're able to walk down to the very first century level, the courtyard referred to as Ecce Homo, Latin for behold the man. It was built by Herod the Great in 35 BC to protect the temple, and it was named for Herod's good friend, Mark Antony. The Antonia Fortress is where this Roman governor pronounced the judgment on Jesus. The fortress would have served as both a palace and a barracks for approximately 600 Roman soldiers at the time. And it is here in this Roman headquarters that Jesus was mocked and beaten by the soldiers. The games that were played by the Roman soldiers are still visibly carved in the stone, going all the way back to the first century level. This is where the soldiers would certainly gamble, and they would play dice. And no doubt on this particular day, the gamble or the bet was, who's going to be released? I bet the money was on Barabbas, not Jesus to ultimately be crucified, but Barabbas to have his punishment. Jesus, they knew or thought, would likely be set free. He didn't do anything wrong. Well, those that bet on Jesus being set free obviously were not correct, because against all human imagination, the innocent one was placed as the guilty one, and the guilty one was set free. It's later at this same location where Jesus was taken before Pontius Pilate that the Apostle Paul, while he was visiting Jerusalem after his conversion, was kept in the Antonia fortress by the commander of the Jerusalem regiment after Jewish leaders protested against him. And it was in these same barracks where Jesus was brought before Pilate at night that the Lord Jesus stood by the Apostle Paul and told him to have courage, that he, Paul, would testify about him in Rome. That story is written in Acts chapter 21, verses 5 through 23. And also in other places, you can find this historic place where not only Jesus was taken before Pilate, but where he also appeared before the Apostle Paul. And he gave that message to him that, Paul, you will ultimately not be retained in this prison, but you will testify before me in Rome. And that's in fact what he did. And the gospel not only went to Rome, but throughout Europe. And the gospel eventually came to our country. And we now in this country have the freedom to worship our Creator. But people around the world don't have that same freedom. But Jesus, the Son of God, ultimately placed his life for you and me. Remember that whenever you're in a situation where you feel that you're just unworthy, maybe you have fallen and you failed again and again and again, there is this phrase that might go through your mind. There is this idea that you might think about that you're just simply not worthy of his grace, that you failed again, even though you've asked for forgiveness, and you stumbled one more time. Jesus is there to take your place. Jesus said in the Gospel of John that he didn't come to condemn, but he came to give life and life eternal. So no matter what you've done, no matter how many times you fail, Jesus is standing in the place of the guilty. None of us are perfect. That's the way of Jesus. Jesus is reaching out to each one of us, standing in the place where you and I deserve to be, taking the place of the guilty Barabbas, and giving you and I eternal life. Matthew chapter 27. I encourage you to read it. It is a powerful moment when we take time out of our busy schedule to reflect and think about the moment-by-moment events in the life of Jesus, as in these final days that he walked all the way to Calvary to give his life for you and me. I encourage you to take time to study in his word and to take time to think about and pray about what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for you. He reaches out every single moment, and he wants you in relationship with him. And for additional notes on this podcast, you can email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. That's cj@covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.